Donald Trump endorses Senator Chuck Grassley for re-election, a great American patriot. By Amy Furr on October 9, 2021. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, for re-election during his rally Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa. "I'm thrilled to announce tonight that Senator Chuck Grassley has my complete and total endorsement for re-election," Trump said as Grassley joined him on stage. "Our nation's comeback begins in November 2022 and we're going to reclaim the House and we're going to reclaim the United States Senate," he continued. "And we have with us tonight a great American patriot. A man who truly loves Iowa, loves Iowa. He's young, very young guy. He's strong and he's very handsome. He fights like no other. When I've needed him for help, he was always there. Especially with anything having to do with farmers, and that includes ethanol. Nobody's ever done more. I know more about ethanol than anybody in the audience, I think. He was with us all the way. Every time I needed something, you know. He's very persnippety, sick, sometimes. He's tough. But when I needed him, he was always there. And I just want to ask Senator Chuck Grassley just to come up for a second." Chuck Grassley, strong on military, strong on vets, strong on our under siege Second Amendment. He helped pass the USMCA, helped confirm almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices. "I was born at night but not last night, so if I didn't accept the endorsement of a person that's got 91% of the Republican voters in Iowa, I wouldn't be too smart. I'm smart enough to accept that endorsement," Grassley told the crowd. In September, Grassley showed a huge lead in a hypothetical matchup against candidate and former Representative Abby Finkenauer, D.A., in Iowa's U.S. Senate race, a poll showed. Grassley, the longtime incumbent, showed an 18-point lead over Finkenauer. Among likely Iowa voters, 55% to 37%. In the latest Des Moines Register/MediaCom Iowa poll, Breitbart News reported. Grassley eventually announced he is running for re-election in 2022 in what will be an eighth term if he is successful in his state's U.S. Senate race.